What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, a live Q&A, sort of impromptu. I'll give you the rundown here. I'm headed to Indianapolis tomorrow. I'll be in Philly next week. I was like, damn, how am I going to squeeze in a Q&A? Plus, today, there was Ask Grapsody scheduled. Some things changed around, and Reg was not able to do Ask Grapsody, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to squeeze in a live Q&A right now, and if you're here live, go ahead, send in your questions. We got Michael saying, how are you doing a Q&A on opening day? Listen, buddy, I'm going to try to squeeze it in right before the opening pitch. That's what I'm going to try to do. Gonna do my best. Also, I might be interviewing Pac-Man Jones soon, which should be pretty cool. Matt Payne says, go Reds. How many times will you tweet sell the team this season? Several, I would imagine. Now, listen, I know that the Reds have a very promising team. Obviously, the Noel V. Marte thing sucks and the Matt McClain thing sucks, but they could not have prevented either one of those. However, there are still actively free agents available, good players that could help this team, and they are just like, nah, we don't need it. And do you think they're saving back so in a couple of years they can sign a monster free agent or retain somebody? Hell no. It's not the way the Reds operate, unfortunately. And that's the issue of a small market team. Go Yankees from a Scottish fan. Any news on Danhausen? Do you think he'll re-sign when his deal comes up? I don't think he'll re-sign when his deal comes up. I don't. I think that he probably wishes he was on TV more, working with the people that he wants to work with. And I don't know if this is better for him or AEW. I think what you're going to see in the probably short, the almost immediate future is you're going to see a whole lot of people that aren't on TV, like either they'll have their deals lapse or whatever. I think that people are going to be signed with a lot more intent now, because a lot of AEW's roster, you can't sit there and say it's that much different than when WWE hoarded talent. Is Kate a good enough heavy to protect you from Steph DeLander and Cardona? I'd probably rely on my good friend Shaza McKenzie, although Killer Kelly did say that she would consider helping me. There you go. What do you predict the media rights deal for AEW? Well, I don't know about the amount, but I think it'll be an all-encompassing deal that includes pay-per-views, a block of AEW programming on primetime weeknight, and then probably a weekend show as well, even if it's not Collision as constructed right now. But that's a hunch there. Martin says, no question. Thank you for all your hard work. Can't be easy with all the trolls. Well, buddy, I'm going to be dealing with those a lot less after next week. I'll be primarily on our Fightful Select Discord. Do I know how long Bianca is signed for? Multi-year. I think she's still got quite a while left. I think. Any scoops on Raw after Mania? No, but I know that they want to make it a lot better than what last year's was, obviously. Scoops on potential Mania surprises. They did reach out to Steve Austin. John Cena has made it clear that he's willing to do something with them as well. I think that they are probably going to rely on, I would say, some of the pillars of the fame within WWE more than ridiculous, like, new surprises. You know what I mean? I think this is going to be an opportunity for WWE to say, hey, here are all the legends you love, but look what we have now. Do you agree that Cody losing at Mania is an objectively bad decision? Well, by definition, that can't be true because entertainment is subjective. I do think it's a bad idea for Cody to lose. However, that wouldn't make it objective. Objective would be after the fact, if he lost, me saying he lost. That's my subjective opinion doesn't matter. And this is why I don't do match ratings anymore. People got real weird about them. And I think that everybody's opinion on wrestling means exactly the same, to be honest with you. Do you think Danhausen would go to WWE because of his friendship with Punk? They are still very close. And I do think that he would consider going there. I just don't think he could have the control over what he does nearly as much. Could it be possible that Punk's injury is only a partial tear and he'll be cleared by Mania to set up the program with Drew? Well, if he was going to be cleared by Mania, they would have him work Mania. I mean, he might be cleared earlier than expected, but I mean, he's already been out for 2 months. Like, I don't think he's going to miss like a year or anything like that. Sean with the Bryan Danielson t-shirt. I am a Bryan Danielson shill, as you guys can see. Who are two people that cross paths that you wish had wrestled? Ooh, he says, for instance, Danielson and Dunn, or Zack Sabre Jr. and Regal. Mick Foley and Jon Moxley would have been very cool. That would have been a really good one. Did Sherry and Medusa ever have a match? That would have been cool. I'm sure they crossed paths at some point. In MMA, I always wanted to see Daniel Cormier and Ryan Bader after their exchange, and that didn't happen. But one of the main ones is... Man, Kurt and Brett never crossed paths, did they? Okay, I'll tell you. CMFTR and the Elite. That's my big one. CMFTR and the Elite. How many Mania women's matches are going to be at Mania? I'm sure they'll add another match and then a tag title match is what I assume. Was your favorite song from Chris Masters' Peck Dance Routine from 2009? I do remember that. How difficult is it to get media passes to WWE and AEW events and pay-per-views, trying to bring more positivity into wrestling? So, oh man, I know for some of you guys it's boring as shit, right? But there is somebody who has been villainized within the Twitter wrestling world. Big shocker there that somebody gets villainized there. But I don't have particularly anything to say about those things, like about them taking other people's art. That sucks. Or the other things that I can't speak to, but they posted a video of them saying, like, you know, I've been trying to get AEW credentials for years and haven't done it. And I'm like, listen, man, I will never gatekeep who is in that media room or anything. I have seen people complain about little kids being in there. I don't give a shit. Me and Denise let Izzy shadow us. Wonderful kid. Doing things the right way. Always putting in the work. AJ awesome. Wonderful kid. I've seen people say that, oh, well, this outlet shouldn't be in there because they don't cover wrestling full time. Well, that's not what it's about. These companies are going to largely allow in people that will benefit what it is they're doing. That's the point of PR. These aren't waterboarding sessions or interrogations that they're inviting us to either. However, I've never had anybody like say, well, you're not getting access because you asked this. There have been times when TNA is like, don't ask about other companies. And I'm like, well, all right. Well, then you're not going to find people from other companies that are interested in those companies, you know, watching your interviews then. It'll just be the same TNA fans you got now that are interested in the same TNA talent you have if you don't want them to talk about anything outside of the construct of what you do. But that's, you know what? Interview on their time, that's their rule. That you play by their rules. Never had anybody threaten to pull my credentials over anything like that. There's just, man, there are hours and hours of misunderstandings about how this shit works. And I understand that on the outside looking in, because I was once like this too, specifically to Justin Labar. And Justin Labar had this same conversation with me, God, like 12, 13 years ago. And I'm forever thankful for that. It seems like what I do, what anybody else does, what Mike Johnson does, Dave Meltzer does, what Kate, Denise, anybody else does, it seems like it's really easy because we enjoy what we do and because we are very fortunate in that we cover wrestling. However, it isn't easy. And I'm not going to go into the great detail of the sacrifices that I made and all the work that I put in and if you were to average out all those hours, even based on what I make now, and I'm doing pretty good for myself, probably still wouldn't even out to minimum wage if you factor in all the free work I've done over the years. So when I see somebody that is like, they were entitled about it, I'm like, okay, like, I don't care if they got in. Like, I don't give a damn, man. Like, whoever, whatever. Anybody can do what I'm doing now if they work hard enough. I ain't special. I just worked really fucking hard and I'm good at it. But to see somebody entitled, like, well, you know, I've been trying for years. I mean, there's all kinds of shit I've been trying for years. I'll give you a good example. Fightful gets credentialed everywhere, anywhere, all the time because we worked our asses off. I have a Cincinnati Bengals project that has about 1,400 followers on Twitter, 300 subscribers on YouTube. I have never applied for credentials. And if I did, there is a, especially if I did not apply my name, Sean Ross Sapp, to it, they would look at my reach there and they'd go, well, no, how do we benefit from that? In what scenario do we benefit from your coverage? Now, at least on social media, things are a little bit different because anything can go viral. However, sitting front row and posting videos of people's own content on TikTok is not something like that's not original to them. They could do that themselves. They could put one of their own staffers there. Listen, what I'm going to do is I will save stuff like this for a completely different stream because I'm definitely more forward thinking and progressive than a lot of other people that have been in media because I watched print journalism largely go away. And a lot of the people that would cling on to that not adapt with the times. And I don't ever want to be that. That's why I embrace TikTokers, people who make reels, people who create gaming content, live streamers, vloggers, any media is always evolving. And now it is forever evolving because of this. And I don't want to bore you guys with those rants and stuff, but my God, man, as I said on Twitter, I'm very passionate about it because I've compromised an awful lot. I'm an awful lot of my life for that. Yeah. Anyway. What else do we got here? Do we know who's helping Rock prep for his match? That's a good question. Do you think Solo snaps his current losing streak? Or when do you think? Within a couple of weeks, I think. What moment changed you from wanting a clean as a whistle victory for Cody to an overbooked Mania moment? Genuine question, not trying to be rude. No, Marshall, I'm with you. I did want it clean as a whistle for a while. And I'll tell you what made me feel this way. The Rock and his incredible performance over the last several weeks. That's what made me change my mind. I think The Rock is an incredible final boss. And, sorry, somebody sent Matt Cardona's tweet to me. Said, I'd wrestle Sean Rossap, who's going to book it. And Don Callis said, never wrestle a mark. Based on that, no way SRS wrestles you. Jesus Christ. I'll talk about that momentarily. But The Rock's incredible performance at a plethora of these shows just made me go, you know what? I want Avengers Endgame. That's what I want. I want everybody involved. I want Liberty Roads hitting a crossroads on Ava Rain at this point. Give it to me. As long as it results in Cody, crossroads, pin, Roman, give me all that shit. Because I think there can be an art to the overbooked thing. And it is sort of an ode to the Roman Reigns story, right? Like that he's never done this by himself. It's always been Solo or Jimmy or Jay or somebody or Paul. There's just There's so many variables that I think could work. Any update on Camille and where she is or might be headed? I think TNA would be a good fit for her. Gerard, I know you're just foaming at the mouth to hear that. What other Mania matches do you think we'll still get? They seem to be teasing matches everywhere. They sure do. I would like to see two Battle Royals, a women's tag team title match, Bianca and Tiffany. And I think that Bianca Tiffany should be a Bianca Belair WrestleMania special, my friends. And by that, I mean you give them 14 to 15 minutes and you let them go balls to the wall. And fans will be like, well, we know Bianca. And now we sure as hell know Tiffany Stratton, because Bianca Belair is Mrs. WrestleMania. That woman fucking kills it every time, man. She's so good. Is it true that, what the hell? My own audio started to play. Starks and Big Bill seem to have disappeared after their run as champs. Theory, Starks hasn't re-signed and Khan isn't going to push them until he does. Your thoughts on that? Garrick, that is completely untrue. They are slated for the tournament. Anything can happen. But I don't think either one of them probably want to be in the team anymore. Are there any plans to induct a woman into the Hall of Fame this year? Leah Maivia was discussed. Yeah, she was supposed to go in for sure. Sherry and Medusa had an angle in early ECW, said Chris Riddle, but never had the match. Well, then that's one. That is definitely one. How many matches are we going to see at Mania 40? I'm going to say 14 to 16. Rafael Garcia, good friend. Hey, Rafael, it's great to see you. It's been a while, man. Says, what's Dijak's contract status? Still up in June. He's been performing well. Any word on whether he's been re-signed? He has not been re-signed, to the best of my knowledge. I think they're about to re-sign. They're about to re-sign a whole lot of people. And also, as people point out, Bull Nakano is in this year. So there you go. Shout out Bull Nakano. Hey, you want a match rec from me? Like, of course, there's a lot of great stuff from Japan that people will talk about. Go watch Raw after Mania 95 with Medusa. Honestly, there's a lot of 1995 WWF in the ring that is very slept on. Just very, very slept on. I know AEW is big on rotation. Is the current sign of new talent use and pushing bringing in a new evolution of AEW? Yes, I would expect to see less way extended time off in the future. Like, listen, I know eventually they got to do some budget control. Eventually they have to. Is it true Jacob Fatu signed to WWE? I don't know if I answered this earlier. I haven't heard that anywhere. I hope he has, because that would be great. What's the current status of AR Fox? Man, he had a little bit of heat after they had to change the match that he was scheduled for, because I don't know if he couldn't travel or visa issues, whatever that was, but there was definitely a little bit of heat there. But I mean, I also know that there are a lot of people that love his abilities. Any thoughts on Tony's tweet regarding Bischoff? Made it sound like an AEW media deal might be coming soon. I think it'll be like this summer. And he says, or could have been Tony tweeting at 4 a.m. as he's been known to do. Listen, I woke up, I thought I dreamed that. And listen, I understand his issue with Bischoff. John Alba's a great friend of mine. And to me, it felt like dancing on his grave a little bit, because that's a show that John Alba hosted with such great dignity, and he would push back and all that stuff. He would push back on a lot of that stuff, and he did a great job. Who do they consider to be their top ladies? Well, Toni Storm, Julia Hart, Mercedes, Willow, Chris, all up there. I don't know when Britt's coming back, though. Is it true that MJF met with AEW officials in Boston? I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, he's in the company. Like, he's there. He's with AEW. Do you debut Jade at Mania or the SmackDown after Mania? You mean re-debut. She's going to be back tonight, right? Or tomorrow night. So I would put her in a battle royal at Mania and have her win the whole damn thing is what I would do. Have you heard what Mysterio's match at Mania will be? Will it be tag, trios, or eight man? I would make it an eight man, and I would make it a crazy ass eight man. I would make it a stunt show. You do the tag team ladder match one night, then the next night you do LWO versus Legado. Oh man, that would be incredible. That's what I would love to see. A lot of pre-2000s WWF women's booking is some Joshi's coming over, showing the men, Vince getting mad. You're right, Sarah. You're right. Goddamn, what's the move that Lady Frost does now that like women were doing on like random 95 Raws? Jeez, man. Challenge says, nothing against Heyman. Does this Hall of Fame class seem a little bit lighter than the last 5 to 10 years? I don't think so. They have scaled it back pretty significantly because one, man, they had some insane, some crazy busy classes. And what that resulted in was people leaving during the inductions and stuff like that. But you got Paul Heyman, Bull Nakano, Thunderbolt Patterson, US Express, Muhammad Ali. And I mean, Thunderbolt Patterson will be there to accept. Last year you had, there were 5 inductees last year. There are 5 technically this year, 6 if you, or 6 if you include Wyndham and Rotunda. There were 5 acts the year before. And before that, it was very, very busy. I wish they would do the Legacy Wing again, though. I would really love to see that. TNA posted the clip of Becky saying she would have gone to TNA because of the way they treat their women. I would have, too, if I were them. I 100% would have. That is fantastic promotion for them. And by the way, fantastic so far through the first 5 or 6 chapters I've been through. What an incredible woman. What an incredible person to have in pro wrestling is Becky Lynch. Thoughts on the current season of Dark Side of the Ring? I've only watched the John Tenta episode, and I loved it. It's a lot more tame this year, though, right? Like, for him, it's like, man, he was really, really good, and unfortunately, he got cancer. It wasn't as much the dark side of what happened in wrestling as it was a widely beloved person who unfortunately we lost. Any idea what happened between Eric Bischoff and TK that led to the current animosity? Eric Bischoff making what AEW feels are uninformed criticisms and like that. Like, and I get it. There are some that I have heard John push back on. And, you know, it's the, well, is this a bit type of thing? I mean, I really like Tony personally. I really like Eric personally. Eric's always been really great to me. I've learned a lot from Eric, actually. Hate to see that. Wish they would get in a room and talk about it. And I wish Strictly Business was still a thing. Have you heard anything about a Friday press conference at 5 p.m. or so before SmackDown in Philly? I have. In fact, I asked about it and I was told basically it's basically like a general media presser type of thing. It's not the type of thing I'll be getting content at, so to speak. When Becky is saying she hasn't been approached for a contract with 2 months left and Drew's running out, do you expect this to be a regular thing going forward with TKO? I don't think it will be a normal thing if these go badly. If this backfires on them, then no, I absolutely don't think so. Don't think so. Is there a reason? God damn, my own audio keeps pulling up. I'm sorry, guys. My live shows are a mess. Good news, though. My studio over here finally got my studio PC back. Best Buy was a giant pain in the ass, but the reason why you haven't seen me in my full studio setup for this or Common Bingles W is because I haven't had that set up. However, I will for WrestleMania Night 1 and 2. Have you heard why Cole and the Elite haven't interacted since his return last year after the big angle? They like to keep a lot of future programs sort of away from one another. Any info on other names showing up to TNA? I saw a few returns in the spoilers. Well, even before Scott D'Amore left, I was told basically every tapings to expect fresh people, but especially now, that they're doing they do the per date things. I think you're going to see that. You're going to see more of that even. If you could face any current wrestler, who would it be? I mean, okay. So, I mean, if I could face any current wrestler. So I wrestled Shaza. That was important to me. Denise did my ring announcing. That was a bucket list item. I want my friend Samira to do it. That's why I'm working tomorrow and to raise some funds for Hosea's house. I'd like my friend Aaron Rose to do that as well. So I'll probably work a show that he's doing. But any current wrestler, I want to do something with Ali Albright, good friend of mine. That's somebody I'd like to do stuff with. Akira, who I'll tell you one of the things I like about Akira. So I don't get to train with my team anymore. I live an hour and a half away from where I train Catch-as-Catch-Can Wrestling. I got some really great coaches that put an awful lot more work into what they do than, you know, what I know. I did a little bit to learn what I was doing, taking care of myself, all that good shit. Akira drove all the way from Indiana to our little podunk town in Maysville, Kentucky, and trained with my catch wrestling coach years ago when he was getting his start. And that always made me be like, man, I would love to do down the line like a blood sport style match with him, because that honestly, that's probably easier on my body than a regular match at this point as well. Definitely not a death match, but I'd love to do something with him. In a pro wrestling match, probably Cardona, honestly, because he's communicated to me and to other people and to some promoters that he wants to do it. And listen, it's a work, brother. But yeah, I would love to do it. I think it could be fun. And more importantly than all that, I think we could raise some money for a very, very good cause, which is why I always do something like that. Any news on names showing up at the Raw or SmackDown after Mania? I know that Carmelo has long been discussed. Any update on a potential working relationship between WWE and either GCW or TNA? Well, the new deal that AJ Francis has prohibits him from working in WWE. I've talked to some people about TNA, WWE stuff, and we'll have more on that soon. As far as GCW and WWE, I know that they reached out to multiple WWE talent about doing Bloodsport. So we'll see. But also, I believe Steve Corino had to get WWE permission to be inducted in the Indy Hall of Fame. Who would you put the U.S. title on to elevate the title like Gunther is doing to the U.S. title? So I sort of like the idea of the U.S. title being sort of like the legends and celebrity type of thing that they got going between former world champion Kevin Owens, an all-time legend Randy Orton, and then Logan Paul. I kind of like that, like where if somebody outside of the world title picture needs a program, there you go. Favorite WrestleMania 19. You just look up and down the WrestleMania 19 card. And what I thought was great about the WrestleMania 19 card is, okay, Brock Angle could have main evented. Rock Stone Cold could have main evented. Hogan and McMahon, I'm not saying it could have main evented, but it was a marquee match. Triple H, Booker T could have main evented. Shawn Michaels, Jericho could have main evented. I'm not going to say Undertaker and Big Show could have main evented because the match wasn't great either, but you had two marquee names there as well. Plus, you mix in people like Shelton Benjamin, who was my favorite wrestler at the time. Yeah. Obafemi, I don't think he's getting called up anytime soon. SRS versus Nick Gage. Nick has always been cool to me, but I don't have any desire to do a match like that. Not for me. Not something that I want to do. And I've got some conditions. I've got some conditions there that, you know, I want to make sure I'm not going to risk my day job and providing for my family. You know what I mean? Guys, thank you all so much for joining us. Reminder, over on the Discord is where you can get your Q&A all the time. I don't know if I answered this. Is there a reason they didn't put Cyndi Lauper in the Hall of Fame? They fucking should have a long time ago, Sarah. They fucking should have a long time ago. Put her in this year. Until next time, guys, my scatterbrained ass is out.